This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What is the best new pickup truck price?
That's a hell of a question.
Or maybe you should buy a slightly used pickup truck instead.
That's an interesting point.
Yes, this is what we're going to explore on this episode of TFL Talking Trucks. We're here at the new dealership, a new vehicle dealership, mostly pickup trucks. This is where we live, it seems.
Practically. Many of you have written us and have commented time and time again about the fact that pickup truck prices, and this is all pickup truck prices, are just ridiculous and out of reach, and we completely agree with you. So what we're trying to do here is show off a couple deals that we've recently found, both in new and used pickup trucks, and also show you a little bit of a scale between the balance,
yeah,
right, between what you can get for what type of money, right?
Exactly. And we're going to do a couple things. We're going to go maybe between two different or several different brands of truck.
Right.
Right now we're in the Chevrolet area because I found something super interesting. I found this Colorado work truck and I could not believe the deal, or at least the sticker price on this truck.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go around and show you a couple of used items as well. And we're going to use our Cybertruck as our conveyance.
As our golf cart.
Yes, it is an electric vehicle, after all.
As many people like to call a golf cart. So let's check out the sticker.
Yeah, let's take a look. Nathan, it says $38,240. And look at this. It has a Turbo Max engine, which means high output.
Okay.
It has 4x4. Of course, it's a crew cab. Of course, it's got, you know, a 5'2" bed. And, dude, it's almost just a hair over 38 grand.
Okay, now, really important things here. First of all, explain the engine difference, because this is essentially a work truck, but it has a boosted engine, a higher engine.
It's an upgrade. So base engine is what, about 250-ish horsepower?
Right.
Turbo engine, that's base. But for $1,000 or $1,050, you can upgrade to 310 horsepower and 430 pound-feet of torque. It's the same engine, basically, output that's in my Trail Boss.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a lot of value, dude.
It is a lot of value. And there's more. This has a towing package, right?
Yes.
And?
So, yes.
Cruise control. So it has, oh, and a sliding rear window, too. It's also part of the deal. And even though this is a work truck, it's got the performance to match your truck, at least on the streets. In addition, it has this little nifty thing here. Now, for those of you who are listening, I'm pointing at the tailgate. And in the tailgate, there is this cool little nifty drawer that's actually integrated into the tailgate that Andre just broke. And
I don't have it. I don't have it on my
truck. No, you don't have it on your truck.
No.
You don't have a lot of the stuff that this truck has, yet this truck has the same powertrain as yours.
Yes. And it's almost as useful as mine.
But it's also,
it doesn't have the lift, lift. It doesn't have the beefy tires, but look at these tires and wheels.
Yeah, actually, I think the wheels and tires are really attractive. It has the Steelys. I'm a big Steelys fan.
Steelys, and it's got Goodyear Territory
HDs. I think
it's
a really good-looking setup on this. And I said that earlier at the Texas State Fair.
Yes.
What, 2 years ago when we were seeing these, or three?
Yeah.
So, aside from the fact that I was right, but more importantly, this is a vehicle that indeed is better than Andre's in almost every way. So, in other words, Andre, you should probably trade yours in and get this.
Well, okay. So,
and it's cheaper than yours.
So, a year and a half ago, I paid approximately $41,000 for my Colorado Trail bus.
Right.
This new generation of it, too. But I did get the beefy tires, and I did get a slight lift. And but this will tow just as much, 7,700 pounds, and it's $3,000 less, and it has cruise control.
That's kind of my point.
Yes, I'm unbelievable. So I think we should end our podcast right now because this is it.
We're done. This is it forever.
Okay, well, no, yeah. We're not done.
Okay, well, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Looking to ship a car or truck? Check out UShip, the sponsor of today's episode. It's an online marketplace where shippers with extra space in their trucks or bandwidth to haul your vehicle bid for the right to pick up and deliver it wherever it needs to go. Here's how it works. Go to the UShip website or app, enter your vehicle's information where it needs to go and when you want it shipped, and then sit back and relax. Quotes from multiple shippers usually come in minutes, and there's no obligation to book a shipment. You are welcome to post your vehicle and destination for a no-risk estimate of how much you need to budget for the job. UShip's protection plan covers your vehicle in case of damages or circumstances beyond your control. UShip will ship just about anything, cars, boats, motorcycles, even horses. Check them out by clicking the link below or download the app and plan your next shipment today.
So before we show you a couple of used options, right, let's check something else out. It's caught my eye.
Yes.
It's over here. And it's probably the most expensive Chevy Colorado you can actually buy right now, which is the ZR2 Bison. And it's here on the lot, dude. How cool is this?
Yeah, and so for those of you who don't know, the Bison has AEV components throughout. So it starts its life as a ZR2, which is already the best off-roading vehicle they build, as far as I'm concerned, ever. This is a really good off-roader. But then they do add some clunky armor and stuff like that to it. So it can bounce around on trails and not really suffer too many issues.
And that's the big ticket item right there. The Bison package is $11,700.
Well, otherwise you're starting at $46,800. Now here's
which is actually a pretty good deal for a ZR2.
Well, this is $8,000 more expensive than the truck we just looked at before you get to the Bison package, right?
Exactly, and also, but the final price on this is $64,030. Whoa.
So we're talking about a vehicle that's nearly half the price with that white one.
Yeah.
So indeed, you can get a deal. And here's the crazy part. Off-road, yes, this will be superior. And it certainly looks beefy and badass. But that other one can still do a lot of off-roading. Yeah. I think it looks pretty damn good. And it's a lot less expensive. And this is what I've been trying to drive home for years. There are deals available. You can get some pretty good trucks that aren't too terribly expensive. They're just hard to find.
And they have the same engine, the same transmission.
And transmission.
Yes. But I want to...
This has lockers front and rear.
Yeah,
right?
Can I geek out on a couple more items here? Like you said, AEV bumpers. Actually, I wanted this bumper on my Trail Boss.
Okay.
And I would probably have to do a lot of modifications because I would probably have to cut a lot of my like front fascia in order to do that.
I got a Saza at home, baby.
Also, this can accept a winch. Look at those tires. These are 35s. So the Bison is not just a skid plate package. It actually gives you bigger tires.
Yeah. And a rear bumper as well. And, and lots of interior goodies.
And a really awesome shocks. How do we see the shocks? Can we see from the front maybe? Can you see them at all? Oh, yes. DSSV Multimatics.
Yeah. Which is not just on the Bison. It's also on the ZR2.
But there's one issue. Can I show you in the back?
Sure.
Other than the price, which is pretty high. First of all, maybe a couple of things. And this is like my first time seeing a Bison up close at the dealership. The height of it is pretty dramatic because look, I'm 6'3 almost.
Yeah.
And I can barely reach the bed, inside the bed.
Yeah. And also, in addition, they put this tire setup back here. So this is a little bit more of a serious off-roader that can do some pickup truck stuff. And when you put the big heavy tire back here, by the way, you do lose payload and towing numbers.
Yeah, and of course you lose some towing numbers because of the suspension and also the cooling features of this powertrain. But the 35 is sitting inside the bed, it's on the driver's side, so it will take a little bit of vision away from you, and also space.
Yes,
away
agree
from you.
And agree. But can I show you something?
What?
Look behind me.
This red beast?
Yes.
What is this red beast?
It's a 2500 HD, which has the Allison branded transmission. Am I right? Branded?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it has a big V8 gas engine.
Mm-hmm. And it's also cheaper than this.
Wait, what?
58,000.
Considerably cheaper.
Yeah. And it's for a heavy duty truck.
This is a four door double cab, not a crew cab.
It's not the big crew cab, it's the double cab. But there we go.
59.
Yeah.
59.
That's with everything.
Sorry, it's a little bit. It's been raining every day here, dude.
Yeah, and then pollen's been going crazy.
And also hailing.
Yes, hailing too.
Yeah.
See that? So, suddenly, instead of having your toy, you have a proper work truck right here.
And look at the size of this bed.
It's massive.
I mean, it's just as tall as that Bison, right? I can barely reach inside.
This is still a 4x4. This is a work truck, and it's far less expensive than this Bison.
10-inch bed. And lots of payload and lots of usability.
I'm just saying, you know, when people are complaining about the price of this Bison, and rightfully so, it's expensive, you can get, for less money, a proper HD work truck right here. It was sitting right next to it.
But look at the teeny, teeny tires. Why are the tires so small on this?
Because they have to get a return on their investment. As such, they get the cheapest tires that they can on there that do the job.
I would buy this and swap this out.
Yeah, I would just actually swap the tires between the two of us.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, if we could swap this wheel, which we can't directly, this would be pretty awesome.
No,
over
that's
here.
A six lug. That's eight lug. Right? Yeah, right there is a bit of an issue.
Let's show a couple of use prices. Let's go into our conveyance.
Shall we? Yeah. Come on, into the Cybertruck we go.
I also want to thank our friends at Johnson Auto Plaza because you know we've been friends for many, many years, mm-hmm. and they let us use their lot for filming.
Yep.
Thank you very much. I've noticed several different Chevy Colorados here on their used section. It starts from 2019, so this is 5 years old now.
Yeah, but
so
that's
this is considerably old.
It's a Z71, though.
Yeah, not a work truck. And this price is $30,988, which is basically $31,000.
Yeah, with 66,000 miles on it. Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's a 4x4, it's a crew cab. So, this looks high to me.
I mean, but there's
The world is different now.
It is, and there are some people who do like that old V6. Personally speaking, for that type of price, I'd want the diesel. That's just my own personal thing.
Yep.
But I think there might be some people who agree with me there.
Oh, speaking of diesel, there's a diesel previous generation 2020 Colorado ZR2 4x4.
Yes. Now, this is what I'm talking about. So, you have the diesel powertrain. 82,000 miles.
Ooh. Whoa, for 2020? This truck's been used.
Yep. But then again, once again, diesel. So,
34,488.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? I mean, we just saw a Bison at 64,000.
Yeah, but this is a 2020, so this is the old body style, and it's the old platform, so not as technically advanced as the new one, but it does have that diesel, and I got to tell you, that is very tempting.
And very attractive, I agree.
Yeah.
And then also they have a Colorado ZR2 2023, very recent one, for 52,488 with 5,800 miles.
I'm so, guessing that might be a lease return.
Yeah, somebody just turned around and almost sold it right back.
Yeah, I mean, it's less than 6,000 miles.
Yes. So
that's maybe a six-month lease because I think you can do 1,000 miles per month is kind of sort of where some of them are.
Yeah, so that's all we have for Chevy Colorados, at least at this dealership.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have a little bit of look-see around.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about a few more trucks.
Let's do it. I don't know why I lost connectivity there, but it figures it's par for the course. Mm-hmm. Look, the Cybertruck is looking at other trucks.
I love that part.
And other trucks are not smiling.
Yeah, but I love the fact that it figures out based on certain components of the shape that of roughly what it is. And sometimes it gets it really accurate.
And other times, you know, it doesn't predict semi-trucks as closely because different semis look different with different trailers.
It's profile that the radar system sees. But I remember we were driving through and there were some trash cans on the side of the road. It was trash day when I was with Roman. And it accurately showed the trash cans, accurately showed the bicyclists, and it was pretty cool.
It's a cool system. I mean, it uses a lot of cameras in order to build that picture. This Cybertruck still gets a lot of looks.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
You brought it to the dealership earlier, and all of these salesmen were flocking all over it. They were like children at an exhibit looking at something new.
And this is not really electric vehicle country. You know, this is kind of a rural-ish area north of Denver.
Yet more reason for this thing to be such an oddity. And if you look at the people who are in this area, right, one of the things they have a tough time selling, this is at this dealership and this is at other dealerships we've been to, electric vehicles. And it's not a question of whether people love them or hate them. It's a question of need. And rural areas, at least for right now, they don't really seem to need and or have the desire for electric vehicles. As such, we don't see too many of them hanging around.
Exactly. I also saw a couple of used TRXs here. This show is not about, you know, super trucks.
No.
But TRX is still, you know, there's still plenty of them on the used market. And they go between about, like, 80-ish and, I mean, they garner a lot of money, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, I bet you it's going to be really hard to find one that's been unmodified. Because I've noticed that almost every TRX I've seen, something's been done to it.
You have to really be careful.
Tires and wheels, suspension,
you
something.
You have to be careful, be looking very carefully there.
Yeah, agreed.
So, oh, look at this. Oh, that's a two-door Wrangler. I was looking for...
oh, there you go.
Some Gladiators, some more basic ones.
Well, we just passed 3 or 4 of them.
No, but those are not basic. Those are Rubicons.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say that they're here.
Aha! There it is.
There it is. Okay.
There's a Wheelies Gladiator. Let's go take a quick look-see and see.
Now, for those of you who are listening and watching, just a big, big news for TFL on the Jeep front.
Yes.
Our man Alex, still one of my favorite TFL people. Sorry. But yeah,
really?
Come on. He's so cool.
Well, he's from Philly.
Yeah, I know. He'll beat you with a lead pipe if you piss him off. So, Alex went and bought a brand new Jeep Wrangler two-door Willys.
Yes.
Or Willys, depending on how you pronounce it.
Or Sport. Isn't his Sport S?
Is this a Sport S or is this a Willys? Oh, it's a Sport S. I'm sorry.
So, we have more videos coming up about this.
Right, right. Which isn't part of truck. Although there's a funny irony, I still say that the Wrangler should be on truck because it has a proper frame and a solid axles.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least about that.
All right, so let's check out some of these Gladiators because you and I always liked Gladiators.
Right.
Topless, you know, you can have an adventure in one of those trucks.
I still want one deep down inside, but especially going to California really doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, moving is a tough prospect. You know, you need to find a house, et cetera.
Now, this is what I would probably get. This is just basically one step above the base model.
Yeah, Willys.
But you get a lot of stuff with Willys.
Yeah. Let me quickly peek at the price.
Can you see that?
$56,470. This is before rebates and discounts. And you and I noticed like a $3,000 rebate and maybe another about $2,600 dealership discounts, yep, on one of these.
Yeah. So in terms of cash on the hood, suddenly you're substantially less than what's advertised
closer
here.
Closer to 51, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still too much. I'm sorry. It is.
Well, when you saw, when we just saw a $38,000 pickup truck, that's basically just as useful as this.
Yeah. Really, the only reason you'd get this over that is the removable top. Seriously.
Yeah.
I can't think of another reason to get it. They do tow pretty close to each other.
Exactly. This is about what... I think they actually got it up to 7,700 pounds. I mean, it wasn't that number when they first came out, but now it is.
Add a little fairy dust and just bump the number up a little bit. Now, we've towed with these before. One thing about all Gladiators in my book is the fact that they are essentially a decent off-roader and a decent pickup truck, but they don't do anything outstanding in that regard. So you have other vehicles that are better pickup trucks, and you have other vehicles that are better off-roaders. I think part of that is the wheelbase, too.
Yeah, and of course, aggressive tires you already get with this Gladiator,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, these are, Firestone Destinations.
Yeah.
And they are certainly aggressive.
But Nathan, there's something else that catches my eye.
Tell me.
It's behind here. It's blue. I see something blue.
Okay.
I like color, okay? So.
Oh.
See? Now, to an untrained eye, this Ram 1500 crew cab may look ordinary, right? But if you look closely, it's the new 2025 model. I could see it by the tail lamp.
Or this giant thing that says SST on the hood.
Oh, which is, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I'm curious because these are starting to arrive, right?
Right.
This is the Hurricane 3-liter. This is the Laramie crew cab 4x4. So this is already a pretty fancy one.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness, $69,455. Dude,
it's a lot of dough.
Yeah, so these are getting quite pricey. But it's a new engine. It's really powerful and very smooth.
But also the Laramie is several steps up above the base model or work truck version of this, correct?
Exactly, a couple of steps up. There's an older e-torque, you know, Hemi truck right next to it.
Right.
Do you want to take a look at the price of this one and see? It's on this side, I believe,
of
on the driver's side.
Is it on the driver's side?
Oh, it's right here.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ooh, this is a Bighorn, which is basically one step above a base, and it's a $64,565.
Getting down there a little bit.
No, but it's still a little bit more than I was thinking it would be.
I would agree with you.
Remember, we saw that heavy duty at less than that. That heavy duty Chevy.
Yes, and I suspect that we're going to see some heavy duties on this lot that'll be comparably priced as well.
Yes.
So here's one of the things about a lot of car lots is that the really pricey, cool looking stuff, they're going to put that out there, easy consumption.
Closer to the front,
right,
maybe.
And then sometimes in the back is where they take some of the more discounted vehicles.
And by the way, we talked to our friends here at Johnson Auto Plaza, right? And Ram recently restructured a lot of their pricing, right?
Yes, they did.
I think several months back, they got a little bit too eager on some of their heavy-duty pricing, especially. And now they kind of brought it back a little bit more in line with what people might
expect. Well, they had no choice because they just weren't selling. And they're still having a bit of a difficulty selling all their vehicles, frankly. And this is Stellantis almost throughout everything. You can look at the sales numbers for the Gladiator. They're not doing particularly well right now, and they are way overpriced. And that's not my opinion. That's everybody's opinion.
Exactly. And also, we still don't know a lot of the details about the refresh they're going to do on the heavy-duty Rams, right?
No, we know what's happening.
So we know what's happening later this year. We don't know. I mean, there are rumors, but this is not about rumors. This show is about pricing and getting the best deals.
Yeah, at least for this particular episode. I love rumors, though, for later on. Okay, should we move on?
Let's check out something else. Now, looking at the used Gladiators here at this particular dealership, and I know this is kind of a narrow window, right?
It is,
we're looking through. But they only have one used Gladiator at this moment. It's a 2021 Mojave, which is basically a desert runner with Fox suspension, right?
Yeah, it has a unique suspension compared to, well, all the other Gladiators, really.
This one has 56,000 miles, just a little bit over that, and the price of $42,488. But it's already 3 years old, and it's like almost at the end of its warranty as far as factory warranty is concerned.
That's what I wanted to discuss with you. Yeah. One of the reasons why some people do like to use facilities like this in order to buy used vehicles. And I'm not necessarily saying one way is better than the other. For instance, when I buy used vehicles, it's most for my wife.
Yes.
It's most often at a dealership of some sort. The reason why, in some cases, is if they have a good deal with a warranty. Watch out, you got a guy right in front of you.
I see him.
Okay.
He is right here.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Do you see? He's walking.
Yeah, and he's staring at us, and he's on his phone.
Yes.
And he's going to report us.
I think he's calling the police.
Dude, he's a Karen. He's going to report us for just being here.
No, he's a good gentleman.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll wave to him. See, I waved. I didn't do anything naughty. Anyway, the point is that in some cases, not all cases, there's a good warranty that might be attached to the dealership. There's certified pre-owned.
Yes.
And certified pre-owned is usually the way I go if I can. Only recently I tried some of the online ones, which have been mixed results, you know. Vehicles and whatnot.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, because there's also could be a spam or something going on if you're looking outside, you know, and looking at the market.
Exactly. I didn't say vehicles. That's where I used to work. No, I meant Carvana. Carvana and also CarMax.
Wait a minute. Vehicles? Yeah. You're bringing us back 15 years or
more?
Yeah,
about that when they were destroyed. Okay. Torpedoed by Comcast. Anyway. But there are reasons why, in some cases, going to a dealership is a good thing for some people when it comes to used cars, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people actually don't do this, right? They maybe look at Facebook Marketplace and other areas, but there's a little bit more risk involved, right? You need to know exactly what you're looking at, what you're looking for. You need to kind of be, you know, mechanically, you know, minded, right?
Or at least bring someone with you who is.
Yes, or maybe get a professional mechanic opinion about what you're buying.
Yeah. Usually dealerships also will do things like put the paper plate on your vehicle, and the paper plate meaning actually literally a paper or paper-based plate, whereas if you buy from people, at least in Colorado, no plate. You just have a car with nothing on it, and some cops don't like that.
By the way, we're talking about semi-trucks. Let's look at what Cybertruck thinks.
Okay, I thought that was
by
a box. Yeah.
Well, it mostly thinks everything is a box.
That's a box.
That's a truly is a box. But look at this.
Okay.
There's another semi with a flat. It thinks it's a car.
Because
that's interesting.
It's beaming images out there, and then what it receives back, it makes an interesting assumption. In many cases, look at that. I didn't even realize this guy was coming up on us.
But the Cybertruck told us.
Yeah, but also the Cybertruck is telling us it's something that's not.
It's like a tanker or something.
Yeah, exactly. But it says it's a box thing. See, now if I were smoking a big fat cigar,
yes,
this is a tanker, I just got incorrect information about where I should be flicking my ash, right? And so I could just ignite in a massive ball of death next to this gas truck as opposed to...
That's a little bit of an extreme circumstance you're describing.
I know. But I'm
Roman doesn't
to make it,
like to, doesn't allow us to smoke cigars anywhere within 100 feet of TFL facility.
I know. I'm still working on that. That's why I'm moving. So there are some benefits. Also, the fact is that you'll be able to go out there and test drive the vehicle. And usually, most dealerships, especially larger dealerships, tend to take very good care of those vehicles so they're clean. They usually go through a multi-point inspection, and they tend to have, they keep the best quality vehicles as opposed to ones that have been bashed and battered.
Well, speaking of Fords, we're just passing a Ranger Raptor, which is not, I mean, it's got good value, but not inexpensive.
It's a funny thing you mentioned that. There's actually been a couple people who've been looking for Ranger Raptor videos for us. Now, do we still own a Ranger Raptor?
We still, yes. Okay. We haven't sold our Ranger Raptor that we purchased. There will be more videos coming up very, very soon about it. And also, we'll be doing more comparisons in the very near future with our Ranger Raptor.
Yeah, people wanted to see more off-roading, too.
Yeah.
So that is coming. Yes. All of that stuff is coming. And look at that. That is an Aurora water truck, right?
Yes.
Check it out. That is a Colorado.
In Colorado.
Yeah, it's a funny man. But my point is that's very similar to the one we just saw.
Yes.
All right. Yet the one we just saw had beefier engine. That's the older style Colorado. And
more capability.
Right. And it's ready. Oh, there's no.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I know you're tempted. I know you're tempted. We're on camera.
For those of you who are listening, there was just a Dodge Challenger who sounded like a flatulent exhaust.
It
wasn't a real Hellcat or an SRT. It maybe is a Hemi.
I'm pretty sure it's a Hemi. I think it might be an RT.
And he wanted to race me.
Well, he passed you and made a lot of noise when he was passing you. And probably because this thing is either loved or hated. I don't know anybody.
There's no neutral on this.
Right. And I'm pretty sure that he probably doesn't dig this thing very much. And you know what? I'm kind of there with him. But anyway, we're pulling into a Ford dealership. Now, these are our friends at Brighton Ford. We've worked with them before as well. Now, look, guys, they're not paying us to come out here and parrot for them or anything else. It's just that we know these dealerships. We know the people who work here. And we can be on their dealership lots, point at a few vehicles, and they're going to leave us alone. That's one of the reasons why we come to them.
Yeah, exactly. And
they got a Gladiator here, too.
Interesting. And they also have some Nissan Frontiers, I noticed, as a used item.
So this will be interesting.
That's another reason why we come here, is because we have a good selection of almost everything, all in one place. And now, of course, we gravitated to the most affordable truck here at Ford.
That's correct. New ones, by the way, truck. So this is a 2024 Ford Maverick. This one has the FX4 package. It's an XLT. And sorry about the dirt on the window. We just had a rain. $31,675.
$31.
Now, bear in mind, I know these are far less expensive if you get the hybrid versions, but there are no hybrids on the lot, which are all front-wheel drive.
But this is an all-wheel drive, basically a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Well, it's got the FX4 package, too.
Yeah, so it's got, slightly more aggressive Pirelli tires. These are Scorpion's ATRs. It's got a nice little, only 4 foot bed, but still it's a bed.
It's a very usable bed. It's more usable than our Cybertruck.
Dude, this is hard. I just did a sales story.
Yeah.
They're selling now, Ford is selling in the United States up to 13,000 Mavericks a month, which is a really big number. I mean, it's outselling Tundras right now, many other pickup trucks in the segment.
I think Ford is learning the lesson by, saying, okay, we need to double up on this, which they are.
A lot of them here.
Yeah.
Look down the line. Ignore the Cybertruck.
Yeah, forget the Cybertruck. So there's probably like 8 or 9 here. I thought there were more, but one of the problems was we also were next to a bunch of Ford Rangers. Those Ford Rangers look
very similar.
They really do.
Dude, but I think it's hard to deny 31, almost 32,000 for turbocharged little pickup with 250 horsepower.
Right.
And, lots of payload.
Tows 4,000 pounds.
Yeah, dude, this has a maximum towing package, too.
Right. Now, for those of you who are keeping score, when I bought my Santa Cruz, it was not the turbocharged one. It was all-wheel drive. But that one is almost exactly the same price as this. It was almost exactly $32,000. So this one has more power, and Canto more. So those are two things that are big pluses. And frankly, this FX4 package is pretty good.
And on this side, there's maybe one of the more pricier little Mavericks. It's the Tremor. It has a slight suspension lift, different wheels and tires.
How much is this off-road?
Yeah.
You went up against the Tacoma in one of these like a year back or so, right?
Yeah, and I also took it through Andre Spit at Tumbleweed Ranch.
How did it do?
Good, except the rear bumper is plastic.
Oh.
And I did touch the rear bumper on one of the obstacles. And there's not a very good departure angle, which means the bumper sticks out quite a bit behind the rear wheels.
Here's an interesting point here, which is that these trucks right now are maintaining their value, I think, fairly well used. I've seen them going for
almost the same price.
Right, a couple grand less.
Yeah.
And so that kind of brings up that point of whether or not you want to buy from a dealership a new or used vehicle. At least when it comes to the Maverick, they managed to maintain so far.
This is actually surprisingly affordable. I mean, a good price for
this Tremor. But it
doesn't
have all the options, Andre, like for instance, the sliding rear window and stuff like that.
$34,275. That's nice. Let's walk a little bit this way. There's some used vehicles on this side. By the way, Rangers are also arriving, so there's a lot of Rangers here.
Ford Ranger! Okay.
Oh, yeah. And also, Explorers, of course, are everywhere. Let's take a small pause and look at some of the used ones.
Sounds good. Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and you'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your vehicle. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a "will you take a check" excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, these offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your vehicle, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your vehicle hassle-free and fast, go to tfltruck.com and click Sell Your Truck in the navigation menu. Or click on the HiRoad ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. HiRoad makes it easy, and we like easy.
Look at this, dude. There are two very, almost new Nissan Frontiers here on this lot.
It's the SV, that's the lower end one, and that is a proper Profo X, that is.
Yeah, and they look almost brand new. And actually, we can go online and check out their pricing. What does it say?
It says one owner.
One owner.
And the other one says loaded. And they're both 2023s.
They also have this Taco.
This one has 7,000 miles on it.
So that's kind of cool to have different options all in one place where you can check out almost every truck that competes with each other. Dude, we should look online and see the prices on these, but these look in almost brand new condition, really.
Yeah, wow, this one is really loaded. It's got the whole bed line thing. It's got the outlet.
And the rails, the tie-down rails here in this Frontier.
And I'm willing to bet that this one over here is 90% this truck, but far less. Exactly.
There's also the best seller in the class for midsize is the Tacoma.
Well, that's the older Tacoma. So for those of you who are missing the V6, there you go.
And also this one has modified. So when you see a tail lamp that's been modified like this, which kind of looks cool, you kind of wonder what else was modified, right?
Yeah, there's a couple interesting little notes on this one. For instance, that TRD sticker, the off-road thing, doesn't quite look stock to me.
Oh yeah, it has kind of a interesting other graphic with a tree.
I don't recall seeing that with the new ones. So someone may
there's a price in the window. Do you want to look in the front?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's have a look.
The price here is, this is a 2021 Tacoma, $41,000, dude, $896, almost $42,000. That's pricey.
That's really pricey.
It's
got 36,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Yeah,
that just means, I think it's a Colorado tax, meaning outdoorsy place. and Tacoma is very popular, hence it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, on a vehicle like this, I would do your due diligence to make sure the VIN matches up with what this vehicle is supposed to be, honestly. See, I mean,
there's there's a Yeti.
There's something.
Look at this. There's a little Yeti and a moose, and
yeah,
they're doing something together here on this graphic.
I don't want to even think about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, the cool thing is that, you know, these are always great trucks and everything else. It's interesting that they're sitting next to two Nissans on a Ford lot.
Yeah.
I am curious to see what those Nissans run at, which I think we can look
up. All right, let's go check it out.
Yeah.
Nathan?
Yeah, I know.
I love this little pickup.
You already had one. You should relax.
No, I didn't have exactly this. This is a used, previous generation Ford Ranger. And look how easy it is to get inside the bed. You could reach everything in here.
You know, if the Maverick had a longer bed, it would be...
It would be this.
Yeah. Well, except it's not a truck.
This is a truck. This is a 4-liter, I believe. So yeah. 4-liter V6. When you said I had one, we had a, 94?
Yeah. Same thing.
No, this is like much later.
Yeah, same engine, same basic vehicle, same frame.
Look at the front of it. I mean, look how handsome it is. Look how nice. 85,000 miles. What is it? Maybe a 2011, a 2010 maybe?
So my parents had a 95, a blue one. And you know what? They're pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, that's the beauty of it, right? Lots of parts.
Yeah.
Easy to fix. True. Everybody knows how to fix these.
Yep.
This is an automatic transmission. All right, let's go inside and let's take a look at some prices.
Okay.
Watch out, don't get run over.
Another golf cart.
Nathan, I gotta say, I was correct. It's a 2011.
That's very good.
How did I know this? I think my spidey sense was activated.
Maybe you should buy one instead of your Chevy.
You're right.
Probably has cruise control.
Guess the price. I'm covering it on purpose. So 85,000 miles. So after 13 years, it wasn't used very well. You saw it.
What do you mean, very well or very much?
I mean very much.
Because I think that it's just low mileage is impressive.
Yes.
That's a grandma owning it type thing, except for grandmas are...
She only drove it on Sundays to church and back.
That is well under the average mileage. So that in itself kind of makes it a bit of a prize. It's really clean. I'm going to say...
There's not a piece of rust on it.
I'm going to say they're asking 15.
18,887.
Okay.
It's a little...
That's a little much. I think it should be closer to 15, but for that mileage and for these trucks and the following,
and you might be able to haggle a little bit.
Yeah, you may be able to wiggle a little bit. Wait, what does it say? Your prices including the fee.
Handling fee. Yeah. So I wanted to look at those Frontiers, right?
Yeah.
We really have to look at the Frontiers really quick. Nissan. Now the white SV, 34.5. 2023, so 1 year old with 7,800 miles.
Yeah.
It's almost brand new.
That strikes me as the lease return.
Yeah. So 34, actually, that's not a bad price. What do you think?
Okay. So the SV four-wheel drive, I don't know what the features are that it has, but I think that that's about $3,000 or $4,000 less than the new one.
Yeah. Because we saw some of the new ones at, 39,000?
Exactly.
So it's not a huge savings. We're coming back to the same question.
Yeah.
Do you buy a brand new one with full factory warranty, or do you risk it? Because you don't know what happened to this truck. I mean, technically in its life.
Yeah, but you're saving, $4,000.
Yeah.
So that's for some
more.
People.
Yeah.
For some people, that's huge. Now, if they supply a CPO warranty, some of them are very good.
Yes.
Some of them are not. So you really have to do your research.
The Nissan Pro4X we just saw
is
$39,355.
So basically $5,000 more.
By the way, that Tacoma was 41, remember? So the Tacoma was older, more miles, and more expensive.
Yeah.
People don't appreciate these Nissans.
No. And I'm going to say that between the two of them, I would choose the Nissan. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
At the very least. But this is what it kind of comes back to, is the older vehicle, like this, any of these two, they are still within their warranty from the factory. And in some cases, that factory warranty can be combined with other warranties. So that's something to keep in mind. You may be able to actually do that type of thing.
But still, dude, that Maverick all-wheel drive turbo, that's really hard to beat. I mean, at 31.5 or whatever it was, almost 32,000 for a brand new little pickup?
Brand new pickup truck without any miles on it.
And I know they used to be cheaper, right? We saw, I mean, the hybrid used to start at $20,000.
Right.
But that didn't have cruise control. It was basically a stripped down, bare bones vehicle.
You're not going to find those
with front wheel drive.
You're not going to find those for this price anymore either.
It's much higher now.
Yeah, it is much higher. But there's still the entry level models are below 25.
Yeah.
And that is still a bargain basement for a hybrid. There are no other hybrids out there that even compete with it that are cars price wise.
But I still, I needed those 6,000 pounds, as you know me, with my boat for my fun weekends. And I think that Colorado at 38,000 is still it.
I'm telling you, that Colorado is pretty, the first vehicle we talked about is a hell of a good deal.
That's why I said we should have ended the video and this episode right there and then.
Yeah, but if we did that, we wouldn't be able to see your Ford Ranger.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow. Well, let us know what you think in the comments below. I just went in reverse.
Oh, that just made the whole video. So
why is it backwards? I go down for reverse and up for drive.
I don't know what to tell you, Andre. You know how I feel about this thing. But let's use the four-wheel steering to easily get out of a difficult parking area.
So. Oh, it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
All right, thanks guys for joining us.
Sorry guys, don't try this at home.
Go to alltfl.com if you want to see the newest TFL releases from our studios.
Yes, and stay tuned because we have fun things coming up also from Detroit.
Yes.
We're going to be there very, very soon and test driving trucks and, you know, testing them on roads and highways.
It's going to be a fever fest of luxury.
And Ford Ranger Raptors are coming. Please stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.